Greetings. I'm Noel Deer. Welcome to today's daily devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Today is Friday, Good Friday, the day that we commemorate the crucifixion of Christ. And I thought that today, like yesterday, instead of doing a devotion and teaching on a passage of Scripture, that I would just read from the Gospel of John. That's where we've been focused in our devotions, to read from the Gospel of John the account of all that happened on this day. I think just hearing that, it's a long passage, but just hearing that today will help set our minds on the crucifixion and prepare our hearts to be ready to worship and to celebrate on Easter Sunday morning. So I want to read from John 18:28 all the way down to John 19:37. Listen, I hope this will be an encouragement to you. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They did not enter the headquarters themselves, otherwise they would have been defiled and unable to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and said, "What charge do you bring against this man?" And they answered him, "If this man weren't a criminal, we wouldn't have handed him over to you." So Pilate told them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." "It's not legal for us to put anyone to death," the Jews declared. They said this so that Jesus' words might be fulfilled, indicating what kind of death he was going to die. Then Pilate went back into the headquarters, summoned Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Are you asking this on your own, or have others told you about me?" "I'm not a Jew, am I?" Pilate replied. "Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" "My kingdom is not of this world," Jesus said. "If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I wouldn't be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." "You are a king," Pilate asked. "You say that I'm a king," Jesus replied. "I was born for this. I have come into the world for this, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. After he said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no grounds for charging him. You have a custom that I release one prisoner to you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" And they shouted back, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a revolutionary. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers also twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head and clothed him in a purple robe. And they kept coming up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they were slapping his face. Pilate went outside again and said to them, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you to let you know I find no grounds for charging him." Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the chief priest and the temple servants saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify." Pilate responded, "Take him and crucify him yourselves, since I find no grounds for charging him." "We have a law," the Jews replied, "and according to that law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard this statement, he was more afraid than ever. He went back into the headquarters and asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus did not give an answer. So Pilate said to him, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Don't you know that I have the authority to release you or the authority to crucify you?" "You would have no authority over me at all," Jesus answered, "if it hadn't been given to you from above. This is why the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin." From that moment, Pilate kept trying to release him, but the Jews shouted, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. anyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside. He sat down on the judge's seat in a place called the stone pavement, but in Aramaic, Garbatha. It was the preparation day for the Passover, and it was about noon. And then he told the Jews, "Here is your king." And they shouted, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Should I crucify your king?" "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priest answered. And then he handed him over to be crucified, and they took Jesus away. Carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had a sign made and put on the cross. It said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. So the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" And Pilate replied, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, a part for each soldier. They also took his tunic, which was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who gets it." And this happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and they cast lots for my clothing." This is what the soldiers did. Standing by the cross, the cross of Jesus, were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, when Jesus knew that everything was now finished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was sitting there, so they fixed a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it up to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And then bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Since it was the preparation day, the Jews did not want the bodies to remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a special day. They requested that Pilate have the men's legs broken so that their bodies be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other one who had been crucified with him. When they came to Jesus, they did not break his legs, since they saw that he was already dead. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. And he who saw this testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows he is telling the truth. For these things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, "Not one of his bones will be broken." Also, another scripture says, "They will look at the one they pierced." Friends, I hope this is an encouragement to you. I hope you are preparing your hearts for Resurrection Day and our great worship on that day. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor today on this Good Friday to abide in Jesus.